Hi, Master Gardener John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. When your garden fills up with weeds, it's tempting to scowl at your neighbor's dandelions and assume all your problems came from over there. It's more likely that most of the weeds sprouting were from seeds left over in your soil from last year, or the year before,
or the year before,
or the year before,
or the year before.
And even more likely that the weeds are sneaking into your vegetable patch underground. All seeds remain viable for at least a few seasons. Some weed seeds can sit dormant for decades before sprouting. You'll never get rid of them all, but plucking out seedlings when they're small or smothering them with mulch can help. But the most persistent weeds, quackgrass, creeping bindweed that you may call morning glory, and horsetail, spread from the roots via rhizomes and can invade your garden without ever producing a seed. Keeping these creepers out, or at least under control, is best done with persistence and a border. Put in a buried border, at least 10 inches down, to slow the spread of quackgrass and other rhizomes. I use old fence boards, not new wood. Some people use metal, plastic, or even concrete. Then put all your energy into keeping the garden itself weedless while letting the weeds have more freedom in the surrounding areas. You'll never keep them all out, and a few seeds will always blow in, but between mulching, good water management, and digging weeds up, you should find more vegetables than weeds by summer's end. Horsetails are a monster unlike the others. Moving is a good choice. If that's not an option, increase the drainage in your planting area, sweeten the soil with lime, and add fertility, aged manure or seed meal, then wait a year, and repeat steps 2 and 3. In 10 or 20 years, even the horsetails should be under control. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.